Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. Final hour for us. Lots to get to. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Haven't talked a ton about the game coming up tonight between the Thunder and the Pacers, game four of the NBA Finals, so we'll get back into that in a few minutes. Obviously, the Braves, big home series against the worst team in baseball. Great opportunity to win another series and hopefully sweep a series, yep. Start getting a little bit of momentum back. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at the end of the show. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. You can text us or tweet us as well. And obviously, with Father's Day coming up on Sunday, any and all Father's Day related questions are welcome.
I think they got me something good.
Really?
They've been real secretive. Mm. Like the last couple of days, like he's coming or something like that. So I'm thinking it's something nice. I'm thinking it's something that I actually want. Yeah, and I don't have to be like, "Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, thank you, baby. Oh, my son. Thank you, son." So I think it's something good.
What, do you have an idea at all, or you don't even want to think about it to ruin the surprise?
To ruin the surprise. Okay. Yeah. I know what I want.
What is it?
I saw this thing, Bonk, and it's like, you know that whenever y'all come with that Bluetooth speaker that I have, well, they have one like that, but it's a TV attached to it.
Hmm.
Oh, it's just it's one of the coolest things ever. And so, you know, I think it's Lesha. And yeah.
So she might, yeah.
Yeah,
who knows?
You know, and
if anybody's interested, might be what Randy's.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And so it's a 2-in-1. So I got to bring the TV out there with the Bluetooth net like that. It's all in one thing like that. And it's waterproof.
Oh.
So yeah, I might just
perfect.
Go swimming with it.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you've done that on accident.
Yeah, man. But
with other TVs.
Other TVs have been washed away.
It happens.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the great thing about Roku's is like you can go find one for $25.
Oh, yeah, Roku's, yeah.
Yeah, it's broken. All right, go right back over there. Yeah, it's used. The volume only goes up to a certain level, but yeah, it's $20. No problem.
Yeah.
It's going to be outside fine. Most of the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's always my philosophy with it is like, because you can buy like special outdoor TVs.
Yeah.
Nah. You can get a cheap big TV for like $200 right now.
Yeah.
Just do that every couple years.
Yeah, I'm cool on that. Because I was like, because that's when the guy, I don't want to say his name, but I was like, how much? He was like, for an outside TV, it's going to cost how much? I was like, man, please. I like money for no damn TV to go outside.
Yeah, I just go to Costco.
Why can't I just put it inside?
Get a big ass TV made by a company I've never heard of.
Yep.
Whatever. So the picture's not quite as nice as like a
are you
Samsung
a pixel,
or
are
something.
You a pixel guy?
No.
Bo, you're
I
a big
care.
Pixel guy, right?
What do you mean?
With the TV.
Oh, yeah. Lots of pixels. Need lots of pixels.
Yeah, pixel
yes.
guy,
yeah. I don't know. I'm still kind of like, I think the TV that we have in the living room maybe like going out a little bit because I do find the NBA Finals picture this year. Looks worse than some of the other sports. And then also, like, it looks worse than some of the other TVs that we have.
Okay.
Like, because I got that new one for my birthday last year from Costco. Yeah. And it wasn't, like, a nice brand, but right. It's new, so right. It looks nicer.
Right.
I will look at the TV sometimes, like, and especially I've noticed it during the NBA Finals. And maybe because there's so many colors or whatever, I don't know. But it's like, it kind of looks, that doesn't look great. But
you're not
care.
Gaining a whole lot with 4K.
It doesn't
now
make,
there's even like an 8K.
I just remember watching every sporting event on a 13-inch TV with a black box on top of it and enjoying the hell out of it. Like now, most of my favorite sporting events I ever watched were on that TV.
They were in standard definition.
Yeah, so I'm good.
Okay, yeah, I'm not one of those that really particularly care.
No, me either.
You know, as long as I can tell who it is. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing about it, is that right there.
Now, I will notice when you go to somebody's house that has, like my in-laws, my wife's folks, really, really like him. Because he's a gamer, you know? Jim's a gamer. So he's got that really, he is. He plays video games all the time. And he's got that fancy gamer TV, so the graphics are incredible.
Right.
I will see that and be like, dang, that is pretty nice. But I don't care. I'm not going to spend all that money for that.
Hell no.
Once the picture goes out, we'll get a new one up there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna ride that thing. I mean, when tapping the TV at the top, don't bring the picture back this time. Get another one.
I've got two things that I can do right now if it's not working. You turn the Roku off and turn it back on,
okay.
And usually that fixes
yes.
it. Or all right, we'll just go watch on another one. You know what I mean? It'll fix itself.
It'll fix itself.
Time.
How many Roku Pros do you have in your house? I think I have at least 20.
Three. 20. We have three. The thing that sucks about them is they all look the exact same, and they're not interchangeable.
Yes.
So you have to keep it in the right room.
Yes.
And when you have a sneaky little toddler that thinks it's hilarious to take remotes and move them around, you're clicking it. It's like, why isn't this working? And then you change the batteries, and it's still not working. Because that's the bedroom Roku.
I just put it on my phone.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, I just put it on
very smart.
The Roku app. Because I'm the same way, dude. Like, Hasini don't work with Sony or whatever like that. Just go about your business. It's all on the phone.
All this technology, and we're still doing that.
Yep.
Still rolling. Do you roll the batteries when they're getting close?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. You got to heat them up.
Or I am still guilty of putting them in the refrigerator. I still do that.
Yeah, keep them longer.
I still do that. I hate buying batteries.
Yeah, me too.
I hate buying batteries. Like my grandma say batteries.
Batteries. Nobody wants to buy those.
Nobody wants to buy batteries. But, you know.
My wife bought an Amazon delivery of batteries like 7 years ago, and it weighed 3 tons.
Do you know?
We'll always have batteries.
Do you know
now.
There's a place that we sit in the mornings, right? There's a cupboard.
Yeah, that office over there.
Yeah.
Our office.
Yeah, I can grab you a couple.
Oh, there's some batteries in there?
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. Hey. Energizer.
That's the bougie brand of battery, my experience.
Just want to be clear, those are not office-supplied batteries. Those are personally supplied batteries.
Batteries.
Those are.
Let's go. There you go. Let's go grab you.
That's very nice of Odyssey to supply us with all these batteries.
You want some?
Yeah, I'll take some. Thanks, man.
You know, rechargeable batteries are also a thing.
What am I going to do with one battery?
There you go. There we go.
You know what's funny? The one of the battery operated things that you bought me, that little spray like spritzer for camp.
Yeah.
The spray bottle that I used to do Lily's hair in the morning stopped working this morning.
So you use that?
And I was like, what am I going to do? Because I'm nothing without a spritz bottle. I'm screwed. So the spray bottle is my only chance.
Right.
And so I was like, I was sitting there on the counter. I was like, this will probably work.
Yeah.
Turned it on. She loved it. The fan was going. It was like a little trip to the spa. It was perfect. All right, let's get to the big story. Let's get to the biggest story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bang, bang.
Woo. Friday night is D-Day.
Oh my God! Like what?
Friday night is D-Day. That's their season.
Yeah.
If they get down 3-1, they're not going to win this series. Now, if they get it to 2-2. They go back to being the favorite. But Friday night is their game. And, you know, a lot of people, you don't get to go to the finals and to say we're going to get back the next year.
Yeah.
Look at the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
They probably going to break that team up. Think about it. Remember they had KD, Russ, and James. They never got back to the finals again.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that. And we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. That's Charles Barkley talking about the importance of tonight's game for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
It's D-Day.
In which they are favored by 6.5 points
on the road
against the Pacers.
They haven't lost back-to-back games in how long?
Since November.
Okay. Their biggest thing is they got to adjust to the adjustment that the Pacers are. I saw this morning, but they said in his career – this is the furthest anybody's ever picked up Shai Gilgeous. in his career, like full court wise.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's ever done it.
Interesting.
The most times ever.
Okay.
This is the most, and I think they say that they put him in 22 guardable situations, meaning they're trying to get him in the offense, in the defensive action.
Yeah,
and you saw it; he wore down.
They wore him down.
Yeah, they wore him down. Yeah. They throw bodies at him, all those different things. If they could do that again, but this is all about Halle. If Halle gets 20 and 13, they win. They win. I don't think it's over at 3-1. I know it's, you know, I mean, not everything's. I mean, usually when people talk about 3-1, they always go back to the LeBron thing and everything like
sure.
that. And that's
sure.
when LeBron was a damn super mutant. But and they don't have that here.
Yeah, there's no super mutants in this series.
But I think OKC wins tonight.
I do too.
I think OKC wins tonight. But
I do too.
If they don't, I don't think it's over.
No.
I don't think it's over. It's going to be damn hard.
I just will be – here's what I'll say. Like, if they don't win tonight and they don't win partially because of the same defensive strategy that Indiana used,
right,
then maybe they can't beat them, you know?
Right.
Like, because that's what they're going to do again. It worked. Yeah. Like, SGA had 24 points and didn't get to the free throw line. That's a huge key,
too.
That's
a huge deal. He had six free throws.
If they officiate like that, which I hope they do. Like, I hope they let him play. Even the there was the – maybe it could have been a flagrant, whatever.
That was crap.
It usually is, but they didn't, right?
Yeah.
They didn't call it a flagrant, did they?
No. I know it's you. I thought you were talking about the other one because I thought you were talking about SGA because
– No, I was talking about the Caruso one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about SGA. But they didn't call it a flagrant.
Right, which normally they would. So just another example of them kind of letting them play playoff basketball a little bit more. But I don't know. That's crazy that I didn't realize that no one had ever sort of used that strategy on Shea before.
Mm-mm.
Seems like somebody would have thought of that.
You would have thought about that, right? Yeah.
Let's just pick him up. But now, you have to have the guys that can do it.
Yes, that
obviously.
Is true.
And Nembhard, I think, is one of the best suited to do that because he's played against him so many times.
Right.
He kind of knows his tricks a little bit. And then Nesmith has done a nice job on him as well. I do wonder, like, all right, so say they do it again. Who's the – because this is what we liked about the Pacers coming into the series was they've got multiple ball handlers
yes.
that can get the offense going.
They did, like
– Who else can do it?
It looked like later on in the game, it looked like J-Dub was handling the ball a little bit more and everything like that.
Yeah.
It feels
like he's a good ball handler to create his own thing.
Yeah, but maybe not initiate the offense ball handling. Who's going to be the – who is going – and I think it's always what you look at. We saw it in OKC. We saw it last game in Indiana. Who's going to be the X factor?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be that bench guy that gives this team, their team, a lift? Because if they go back and I know we talked, what the hell was that?
I don't know.
We talked about
that was I think that was Benedict Mathurin after one of his threes that he made in game three.
The Pacers went small and they put Pascal at the five.
Yeah,
can you adjust to that if you're OKC?
Go big. Make them pay for
yes.
it. Like that, again, I don't know. Maybe I'm just clinging to this because it was something I thought would be their advantage going into the series, but like that double big lineup killed teams down the stretch. They haven't done it a ton, and part of it is because the Pacers are just running on them when they do it. But like, to me, Hartenstein and Holmgren have to play together more in this game. Hartenstein only played 18 minutes last game. Is he hurt?
No.
Like, or are they just they've just kind of took him out of the series.
I think they feel like they got a matchup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why? Why don't you? I mean,
he's got to be better.
You're gonna put them in an awkward situation if Siakam's the only big dude they got out there, and you got these two bigs. And one Chet, and it's not like they're both low post players,
right?
You know, Chet can play out on the perimeter.
He can.
So yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what their
adjustment to
is,
the adjustment.
Yeah, Hartenstein has to be better in order for them to win. Obviously, Shea has to find a way to deal with that full court pressure. And then if I'm going to throw out one bench guy that has a game that you don't expect, maybe not even a bench guy, just another guy, one of the others. I don't know, maybe Isaiah Joe goes nuts tonight. That's my prediction.
That's your prediction?
Yeah.
Right? Isaiah Joe.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're getting, we're getting 20, you're getting 45 between Obi Toppin, TJ McConnell, and Benedict Mathurin. Isaiah Joe can
McConnell bring
13?
McConnell brings the energy. I like him because he was so effective last year.
Yeah, but he can't
game.
Play more minutes than that because of the way that he plays.
Yes, because he's a
it's 15 minutes of pure
just straight
craziness.
Up. And then like give me a second. But no, I think OKC wins tonight. But I ain't sure about this.
I think OKC wins tonight and then the next two and wins the series in six.
So you think you can
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You call it six.
I still think they win in six.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. But also, that's what I predicted before the series, and I just want to be right.
That's true.
And I'm okay saying that.
I said five.
You did.
Yeah. That's and I'm all the way wrong.
No, they'll play games.
Unless they take one of the games out. That one didn't count.
What do they do in college? They're just going to
vacate.
Yeah, we're vacating game three. There was some illegal activity going on. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little Braves, as the Braves have a big one this weekend against the worst team in baseball. Got to take advantage of it. Get you a U.S. Open leaderboard update as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.